buenas tardes. Esto es Tratamiento del Shock en el 104.5 de la FM de Barcelona. También recordaros que podéis escucharnos en diferido de 12 de la noche a 2 de la tarde en el 96.6 de la FM. Y bueno, hoy es sábado 26 de noviembre. Ya sé que teóricamente decís, pero bueno, pero este petao, estos 3 de diciembre, pues no, estamos en el sábado 26 de diciembre. ¿Y por qué estamos aquí un sábado que no nos toca?
26 de diciembre, no, compañero, de noviembre.
De noviembre, ya, pues ya, 26 de noviembre. Hello, we are here with some special guest. Estamos aquí con unos invitados especiales y bueno, acaban de sonar. You like to introduce yourselves to the people who are listening to this?
Hello, I'm Mr. Wanky.
I'm Mr. Beat the Beat.
And today I'm the designer crusty monkey spanker.
The Wonkies are here. Aquí tenemos a los Wonkies.
We're not the Wonkies, we're the Wankies.
The Wankies.
No, but Wonkies is all right.
Yeah.
Oh, okay. Sorry, but
it's just a bit wonky nowadays.
Yeah.
It leans to one side.
my English like is right. pretty bad. También perdón por la audiencia porque tendré que ejercer aquí de traductor. I have to make translations and I will be worried because I don't know what will come here. So you have started with your last job, I think, like this a flexi disc, and we are just talking before starting about that you were telling us that you have some technical problems with this record.
Yeah, there was
traduzco, ¿no? ¿Traducimos o qué?
Bueno,
estamos traduciendo.
Sí.
Bueno, pues el compañero le acaba de preguntar que, bueno, le acaba de decir que hemos empezado el programa escuchando uno de sus últimos trabajos, es un flexi. Y bueno, antes de entrar, pues nos comentaban que habían tenido unos problemas técnicos con su fabricación.
Would you recommend like anybody to make a flexi disc?
Yes, but I wouldn't recommend they use Pirates Press in America to make them. They should find somewhere else to make them, if there's anywhere else.
So that it was like kind of technical nightmare then to put on this.
Well, we received the first test pressings of the Flexi, and they were just sent in an envelope, and there was like 5 of them, and they were all scratched. So we said to them, please send us some more. So they sent us some more, and there was loads of pops and jumps. Mm-hmm. So we said to them, well, what's the problem? And they said, oh, we need to clean the plates. Mm-hmm. So I said, well, clean the plates and send me another test pressing. So the third time they sent the test pressing, and again they were all scratched and fucked when we got home.
So, bueno, lo yes. que nos están, bueno, ellos recomiendan sacar un flexi, lo que no recomiendan es usar la fábrica donde lo han hecho. Tuvieron que mandarles tres versiones diferentes del test pressing. Les mandó esta fábrica de Estados Unidos, les mandó una primera. En la primera pues ahí estaban rayados todos los test pressing. La segunda que se lo mandaron les estaban llenos pues de motas de polvo y cosas raras. Ahí les dijeron que tenían que limpiar la fábrica, les pidieron por favor, bueno, pues límpiala. Y la tercera vez que les volvieron a mandar la, no fue la vencida, también los test pressing llegaron rayados Y bueno, así que a la cuarta fue cuando tuvieron los test pressings. Like, this comes with this 7 inch came with a fanzine, like ploppy pants, and the fanzine like is more or less like focused on your tour in America. Like, who was the experience of?
Very warm. It's pretty hard way. No, it was great. So we had a real good time. Met some great people. Mm-hmm. Played some good shows.
Yeah, you have
good gigs. The beer was piss though in America. Don't drink American beer. It tastes like piss.
All beer does.
Dicen que fue ahí como muy muy caluroso. Tuvieron ahí muy buenos conciertos, pero la cerveza dicen que es una mierda.
Sí, porque tú les preguntaste que uno de también de los discos que venía con un fanzine, ¿no?
Sí.
Y hablaba de su tour que hicieron por los Estados Unidos, uh-huh. ¿No?
Y and what about like Spanish beer then?
It's not piss.
Yeah, it's all right, Spanish beer.
Yeah, we drank a lot of it last night.
Yeah, hell of a lot.
I think it's very similar to American beer.
Bueno, tiene que haber
opinión. He likes red wine.
Yeah, then wine. Spain is a good place to much better than beer. Like wine, like is perfect for you, and you should try like different.
And cheap.
And yeah. Cheap. Yeah, there is also different like kind of varieties. From the punk wine like it's Don Simon, and then to more like more expensive or more like really better wines than that. Like we used to drink that Don Simon and Calimocho, like when we were young. Like, do you know Calimocho?
I've heard of this, yeah. But I can't remember what it is.
It's wine mixed with cola.
Yeah.
Yeah. Mm. That's bueno, o sea, les preguntamos por la cerveza, ya que la cerveza americana es una mierda, les preguntamos por la cerveza de aquí del estado y hay variación de opiniones en cuanto a la cerveza. Hay una parte de la banda que le gusta y una parte de otra persona que piensa que es similar a la americana, pero bueno, como el amigo prefiere el vino, le hemos dado unas cuantas recomendaciones acerca de las costumbres del vino en este estado, desde el Don Simón, pasando por el Calimocho a cosas como más elegantes que estos vinos. And one thing that there was like wondering, like when I was like here, like reading is like when did you think that when you started like the band, like I don't know, like when, like it was like 5 years
ago this month, exactly 5 years.
5 years, like you two were going to tour like the US, the Japan,
no,
Europe, like
no, we thought we would. Nothing.
It's for nothing. It's for, like, same Mark originally done, like a recording, put some recordings together.
With stolen drums from Gil. He didn't know about it.
And he sent me a copy, and I said, oh, we ought to do this. It was abandoned. Just went from there.
Yeah, we never imagined we'd have these opportunities to travel America, Japan, Europe, and everything we've, or even be here in Barcelona
today.
Bueno, ellos les he preguntado de si cuando empezaron la banda, bueno, están casi de cumpleaños porque hoy hace, bueno, este mes hace 5 años que empezaron la banda. Entonces les pregunté que bueno, ellos han girado por Estados Unidos, por Japón, que si pensaban cuando formaron la banda, si ahí pensaban que iban a, bueno, pues a poder ir a todos estos sitios y tocar en todos estos sitios. Ellos dicen que no, que simplemente pues se juntaron para tocar, incluso le pillaron así un poco a traición las baterías al batería, pues tocaron unos colegas que se juntaban, tocaban unos y sacaban unos cuantos discos juntos, y bueno, que más allá de las expectativas, pues han logrado pues todo eso, incluso pues estar en Barcelona hoy. This is your first time in Spain?
Yep.
Yeah.
As a band.
¿Y cómo ha sido? ¿Cómo habéis venido aquí? How you how was the deal for coming to Barcelona to play some gigs?
We just a friend says, "Do you want to come to Barcelona?"
Uh-huh.
And we all said yes. Simple as, and so we bought some flights, uh-huh, brought our guitars and drum stuff, and yeah.
Ajá, porque ha sido un fin de semana súper intenso, ¿no? Y tú vas a fucking intense weekend, ¿no? 3 gigs, 3 days.
Why not?
No, sí.
Why not?
Perfect yeah, for us.
Perfect.
Yeah.
It's maybe a little unusual, because I think the plan originally was a tour covering quite a lot of Europe, but it was mainly in the north. And obviously Barcelona's not really North Europe, so it didn't fit in with the rest, so it kind of became a separate tour on its own, or a weekend as it is.
Bueno, pues ya sabes lo que les ha preguntado, y pues tan simple como que una amiga pues les preguntó si querían venir a Barcelona, que por supuesto pues dijeron que sí, que pa'lante. Y bueno, pues nada, o sea, se pillaron unos billetes de avión, se trajeron pues las guitarras y bueno, y aquí están. La idea original parece ser que formaba parte de un tour, una gira por Europa, más concretamente por el norte de Europa, pero bueno, como Barcelona pues quedaba un poco al sur, pues decidieron dividirlo en un fin de semana por separado, because like we were like 2 years ago it was like when you were when State Poison, some friend of us,
you first planned it,
State Poison.
Yeah. It didn't happen though.
Yeah, we were like a friend of us, like who is like really in close to State Poison, like asked us like to help him like to put on that gig, but finally like it can't be. So you wanted to come to Barcelona, mm-hmm, like before, like we, well, and we wanted you to come, so we have to wait like two years then. And
I wanted to come to play with Escroto de Rata.
Yeah,
but we didn't. Yeah. We'll have to come another time.
Yeah, I think that the guy who last time when I talked to the guy who played drums, he told me that he wanted to go to travel through South America. I don't know if he's there or
well,
not.
That's very selfish of him. He should have stayed here just to play with the wankers.
I will tell him like when I see him like next time. Bueno, dicen que querían venir para tocar con Escroto de Rata. Finalmente pues no va a ser posible. Ahí una de las personas, lo cual es muy egoísta por su parte, de Escroto de Rata, está de viaje, así que bueno, tendrán que venir otra vez a Barcelona para poder tocar con Escroto de Rata.
No sé, a mí me gustaría saber que, bueno, que recientemente hay un montón de bandas españolas, ¿no? Son reconocidas en otros lugares, por ejemplo, no sé, en Estados Unidos. Me gustaría saber si también en Inglaterra también hay este boom, ¿no? De si la gente, pues, últimamente, pues, está escuchando bandas de acá.
yeah, he says that he wants to know that it seems that in the US, like, a lot of Spanish punk bands, like, lately they are having quite big attention, at least more than we are used to. So we want to ask you if it is the same in the UK. So if there are a lot of people who are listening or getting into Spanish punk bands.
Yeah, definitely. Yeah, I mean, a lot of the Spanish bands have been touring the UK. Yeah, like I saw Glam and Destino Final for Misa 10.
Yeah,
and they were all amazing, all of them.
Yeah, there has been
Atendato, Absurdo.
Absurdo with Crosta, they played last summer.
So yeah, the Spanish taking advantage of EasyJet flights or Ryanair flights or something. Maybe Escroto Directa can come and play with us in England.
We definitely probably will see the Hudson of them now. Dice que por supuesto que hay un montón de bandas que han girado en el Luca, en el Reino Unido. Por ejemplo, habla de Destino Final, de Glam, de Atentado, de
Absurdo,
de Firmeza 10, de, y bueno, dice que por supuesto, o sea, y bueno, realmente, o sea, les gustaría también que Escroto de Rata, o sea, también girasen por el Reino Unido, así que bueno, ya saben, los Escroto ahí, que en las británicas les están esperando con los brazos abiertos. Like, it seems not the stage, because it's one of my favorite bands, like in Barcelona, and yes, also like really funny band, Escroto de Rata.
Oh yeah.
But like I don't know, I have like just like a stupid like pre from with my from myself like preconcept that you were like maybe more interested like in like more extreme like stuff than Escroto de Rata. No, Escroto de Rata seems like,
man, more, I like more punk rock, actually.
Yeah,
and that's why I like Escroto de Rata.
And I'm surprised, because they have been before La Vida es un Mus, like press the LP, like they were like for some years like releasing like their own like CDRs. Good. and so on, and I love them that, but in some kind of way I was worried that maybe when I saw that they were going to play that their LP properly, is that their sense of humor and irony is like maybe, I don't know, like a nearer joke for that, if people like outside, like from even Barcelona, like catch the.
I understand nothing of their lyrics.
Yeah,
I just like the crazy vocals, yeah, and the fun punk music.
Yeah, but that in some kind of way you catch the feeling, like the
I understand that it's pretty demented what they must be thinking about.
Yeah,
it must be.
Yo creo, I think that maybe the lyrics, there are a kind of similarity of the Wonky's lyrics.
There we go.
Yeah.
I mean, if you look at the front cover of their album, a thousand words.
Yeah. Yes, there are for me I even like outside of Barcelona like discussions with some people, because they don't understand like what these people are even Spanish speakers, what these people are about, and I was always like tell them, no, they are like they probably the band with the most brilliant lyrics and attitude and live presence that I saw in a good day. Estamos hablando, pues seguimos hablando de los Escroto de Rata. Pues yo les pregunto que bueno, que viendo la música que hacen los Wankees, que igual yo me esperaba que estuviesen un poco más interesados pues en la parte pues más ruidera del punk de Barcelona. Él me comenta que no, que les gustan obviamente pues muchos tipos de punk. También pues comentamos que igual mi impresión es que cuando empezó a hablar de que La Vida es un Mus iba a prensar el LP, de que no estaba seguro de que si fuera de Barcelona, pues que la gente fuese a pillar todo el río de escroto de rata. Algunas veces pues me pasa incluso de que la gente no acaba de pillarles el sentido de ironía y eso. Entonces pues yo siempre repito que para mí es una de las bandas, bueno, algo que yo qué sé, lo que siempre digo en el programa de escroto de rata, ¿no?, que son una de las bandas más brillantes que hay en la actualidad. Entonces pues establecemos que de alguna manera, aunque no entiendan las letras, hay un paralelismo grande, encontramos entre las letras de escroto de rata y las letras que pueden hacer los Wankees, la actitud de ambas y cómo a través de la música pues se pueden llegar a intercambiar estos sentimientos. Another thing that I want to ask you is that I saw that you also like have your own like record label. You have like released like records with a lot of labels, like La Vida es un Mus, I don't know, like Detonate, like different labels. Mm-hmm. But you also like have your own record label, like Noise Punk Records. Can you like explain us a little bit about the project? If you release your own material, you release other fans' stuff, and a little bit more of the label.
Okay, yeah, I started Noise Punk Records. Mm-hmm. Maybe about a year ago. Got three releases so far. Mm-hmm. I released an EP by Chaos Destroy from America. Mm-hmm. And then we had planned to release a live Wankees LP. Mm-hmm. And it was due to be released in Finland. Mm-hmm. But I think the guys from the label spent all the money on drugs and stuff. And so I put quite a lot of work into doing the artwork and mastering. And it looked like it wasn't going to be released. So I thought, well, I'll release it myself. I didn't want to, but... Mm-hmm. And then I also I made a third release. It's a project band I did with some friends of mine. Mm-hmm. Called Formby Channel. Mm-hmm. And that's like catchy, sing-along, noisy punk rock. Mm-hmm. And next up I've got an obscure band from Japan called Damaging Noise. Mm-hmm. When we were on tour in Japan, we're at the Stagnation singer's house. Mm-hmm. And I was nosing through his cassette tapes. Mm-hmm. And he gave me this cassette tape of this mm-hmm. band, Damaging Noise. Mm-hmm. And I was like, oh, what's this? Mm-hmm. So I got it home, played it, it's fantastic. So we've spent about a year trying to get it mastered so that they're happy with it. And hopefully that'll be coming out as a 7-inch at some time in the near future.
Pues bueno, un montón de proyectos el sello.
Un montón, sí, es productivo.
Sí, sí, el sello se empezó hace un año. Empezaron con editando un 7 pulgadas a Chaos Destroyed, que es una banda con la que giraron en Estados Unidos. Luego, pues otro proyecto que tienen, pues es un LP en directo de la banda, que se suponía que iba a sacar un sello finlandés, pero que parece ser que se gastaron todo el dinero en drogas y priva y la vida disoluta. Acaban de sacar un 7 pulgadas de una banda que tiene con unos amigos, Form by Channel. Y bueno, también entra en proyecto también un 7 pulgadas de Damaging Noise, que es una banda que descubrieron cuando estuvieron girando en Japón, en casa del cantante de Stagnation, pues les pasó una cinta de este grupo japonés que han estado pues todo este año escuchándolo sin parar y tratando de masterizarlo hasta encontrar la calidad de sonido adecuada. Y bueno, este es el próximo proyecto. Y we have here like one of your, like Paco also give me like one CD compilation, mm-hmm. that I believe you do like downtown noise punker,
yep.
Volume 3,
yep.
And here like you include like Chaos Destroyed from by channel,
yep.
So if you want like we can play like some songs of the band, so
cool,
people,
yeah,
you can get an idea.
I can give you an EP as well. I got some in my bag.
Oh,
yeah.
Thanks. So,
which track?
Let's have a look. Yeah. See what's on there.
I take the CD.
Maybe Scottish Nudist Camp. Maybe number 13.
Bueno, pues vamos
Unlucky
a.
Unlucky for the listeners.
13, then?
13.
Like Scottish Nudist Camp.
Yeah.
Campo de campamento de nudista escocés. Estos son Form by Channel. Y bueno, así suena. Bueno, pues estábamos, así sonaban Form by Channel, and we were like talking, listening to Form by Channel, like the about the this noise,
downtown
noise punker compilation. Like this is the third one, like you do. And there is a writing inside, like when you explain that you started like doing like 50 copies of Volume 1, and
so 50 copies, and nobody was interested really, except a few people, and now you know to doing like 1,000 copies. But I see this really is the epitome of DIY punk, because mm-hmm. all the bands on this compilation, mm-hmm. like I send them like a master CD, mm-hmm. and I send them as many covers as they want, mm-hmm. so everybody is like selling it all around the world for like a dollar or a pound or a euro, mm-hmm. and, or a couple of hundred yen. It's a fantastic way, mm-hmm. of getting this music out to people for a really cheap price in the day and age of downloading as well, that
nos cuenta que bueno que esto esta recopilación, pues el primer número, pues como estábamos diciendo, fueron 50 copias, nadie, prácticamente, o muy poca gente se interesaba por este material. El último volumen, este tercero, han hecho 1000 copias, y también, pues bueno, pues todas las bandas que aparecen en el recopilatorio, pues tienen su máster de la grabación, así que pueden pues hacer copias de por un euro, el precio más barato posible para él, bueno, y también para nosotros. Pues este es como la definición, la epitomía del DIY punk, porque bueno, es hacer las cosas de una forma barata, sencilla, y bueno, en la época de las descargas digitales, pues hacerlas que estén, sean accesibles pues a todo el mundo. También este recopilatorio pues nos descubre un montón de bandas de diferentes partes del globo. Todas tienen ahí como su información, ahí sus letras, sus textos explicativos, y no sé, creo que esto directamente pues entronca ahí con el sentido de Fuck the Bastards, ¿no? Un poco el espíritu, ¿no?
Sí, sí, bueno, yo la verdad es que nada más verlo me sorprendió y me sentía bastante identificado con la explicación que hacía, ¿no? Me gustaría saber a qué se debe este auge de bandas de este estilo. Cause, what do you think about the rise of these noise punk bands around the world, or the people every time more interest in noise punk bands? I don't know if I've
want to answer.
Yes, it's good to, you know, that there's people out there, you know, who are into it. Like I was, certainly when I was younger, you know, bands like Disorder, mm-hmm. you know, really appealed to me in the day, and still do today. So obviously it's great, you know, now that there's new bands, young bands doing it. So it's going to carry on, you know, and it's great, you know, some of these bands now are, you know, some of them are fantastic, you know, putting their own little edge on it, so.
And we've also got a real special connection, like, with all these bands on this compilation in one way or another.
Friends of yours.
Yeah, well, Chaos Destroy, I mean, really nice, sweet young lads. We toured in America with them.
We like sweet young lads.
Yeah, we very much like sweet young lads. Warning, we played with them in the UK. Necromantica. Necromantica, we've played with them in Holland, and recently we did a UK tour with them. State Poison, we've toured like maybe 3 times with them. Lotus Fucker, we toured in America with them. Chaos Channel, we toured in Japan with them. People, sadly we didn't tour with them, but the singer from People came to one of our gigs in Japan, and sweet young lad again. And he was saying that he wants to release something by the Wankers at some point in the future. So, yeah, all our friends, really.
Wow. Bien, lo que nos decía un poco, pues, no sé, el interés por esta música así sucia, cruda y ruidosa, pues, a uno de sus componentes, pues, desde muy joven, pues, le gustaba bandas como Disorder, ¿no? Y cree que es muy interesante que gente muy joven actualmente pues también se ponga a hacer bandas que toquen este estilo. Y bueno, también en el recopilatorio este Downtown Noise Punker, prácticamente todas las bandas que aparecen en él, pues los conocen, son amigos, han tocado juntos, ¿no? Tanto en Japón como en Inglaterra como en los Estados Unidos, ¿no? Y es un poco pues eso, ¿no? Las redes, los lazos que se van creando, pues cuando tienes una banda de punk y tu vehículo es la distorsión,
sí,
¿no? La expresión, ¿no? Es el odio y la distorsión.
Y de comunicación, y la también, comunicación, y las relaciones que se establecen, pues bueno, ellos pues cuentan un poco de todas las bandas, son muy especiales para ellos, son gente pues muy cercana, y bueno, y todo esto. I'm talking about like young people like doing like punk squad, what like you have been like in like around like punk or punk scene like doing long time like
the godfathers of noise punk
and
the granddads of noise punk
and I yeah, something like sometimes I think like there is, especially now, like there is like a lot of like, of focus on the 80s punk and so on, and less interest, less golden years in maybe 90s or 20 or 2000s or something like do you think like any old time like was better than now, or you that have seen like for instance in the UK like what is called the golden age of UK punk or UK hardcore, and how do you make the comparison with what's going on today on punk in the UK and also like internationally?
I think it's, you know, hard to say to big comparison to say bands of the 80s who were doing it, because that's to me that's sort of like saying unless you sound like them, it's not right. There's a lot of bands out here now, like I said, who are doing it. They're putting their own little edge on it. You know, like, I think our little edge we put on it is a bit with the sound we have. We like to put a bit of humour and that bit of, you know, poppy punk in there as well. You know, obviously, if you listen to some bands back in the 80s, that perhaps weren't the case. I mean, but like saying, there's other bands who are putting their own little edges on it, even today. You know what I mean? Whether it be in America or Europe or the UK. You know what I mean? So, but yeah, I think it's hard to say, you know, whether it's better or worse. Or I think me personally, I think it's good. It's still as strong as it is, if not stronger in some parts. So,
I mean, for example, like the Wankers managed to tour all around the world within the DIY underground punk community. Whereas bands, for example, from the 80s were touring all around the world with the assistance of businessmen.
But there's also, I think you don't appreciate at times what's around you, what you've got. You know, like if you look at some of the bands that have reformed recently, like Antisect and Amoebics, we all saw them back, you know, years and years ago. But I don't think we kind of looked at it the way younger people look at it. Wow, you were so lucky to be around in those times. It was just where we were, kind of thing.
Yeah.
You know, same. I think I was pretty lucky to see a lot of the Japanese Burning Spirits bands in the very early 90s. But again, at the time, it didn't seem like a particularly big deal. It was just...
Yeah. You were there, and there was a gig, and you go there and get pissed, and so then you have fun with the band.
Yep.
Yeah. There is something like really, because maybe there is a lot now, a lot of with all these documentaries, a lot of like big, like I don't know how to say it about this stuff. Like I remember like there wasn't. Some years, a few years, two or three, four years ago, like one of the guys from Ultimo Resorte, like was in a gig with some friends of mine, and suddenly he told our friends, Paco was one of them. Like, I don't know what you are looking for in the 80s. Like, we have to wait like 20 years. For watching people like singing along our songs, and now you have the venues, you have the a lot of people you can release records, you have like, a lot of people like coming to the gigs, everybody now they know the lyrics. That didn't happen in the 80s, and also I have like I work with some of all punk dudes from Barcelona from that area. And I remember something like you are just saying. Like I was one day like sitting in front of my computer, and my friend, he was like, he's like over 50, and now like close to 60, like during that time, like 10 years ago. And suddenly one afternoon, like a boring afternoon working, like he began to talk, and he's like, oh no, I saw Ultimo Resort in a really like popular band who is active from the 80s. Here in Karma, like in the 80s, in the beginning of the 80s, it was like a recent coming arrived to Barcelona, and was like, what the fuck are you telling me that you saw Ultimo Resort in 1983? And he was like, yeah, it was the birthday of a friend, and we were like 20 people, and 19, like we didn't give a fuck of what they were doing. So that's why like I wanted to ask it.
People should start wanking about yesterday.
Yeah,
and wank about today instead.
Yeah, that's my feeling sometimes too. I used to discuss a lot of friends like, no, like the best thing is happening right now, because
definitely.
Pues hablamos un poco, estamos un rato aquí hablando de ellos han vivido los 80, lo que se llama la época dorada del punk del UK. Entonces es inevitable preguntarles por bueno, esto de cualquier tiempo pasado fue mejor, y cuál es su comparativa con las cosas que son ahora. Bueno, pues ellos de entrada, por un lado dicen que bueno, que es muy interesante que ese espíritu siga activo a día de hoy, sino mucho más fuerte. También, pues bueno, pues nos comentan que durante los 80, para girar, pues por ejemplo, pues las bandas, pues más allá de sus fronteras, una banda, aunque fuese DIY, pues tenía que empezar a tener dealers con empresarios y businessmen y gente así chunga, y ahora pues una banda pues como ellos pues puede girar internacionalmente en la escena do yourself sin ningún problema. O sea que hay una mayor variedad de recursos, el DIY es mucho más fuerte. Y también nos comentan que bueno, pues como la gente que tiene un montón de años, gente de unos sitios o de otros, pues que ellos ahora que se están reformando, pues un montón de bandas como Antisect o Amebis, y que ellos pues tuvieron la fortuna de estar ahí, o bueno, simplemente estaban ahí, y es pues como nosotros pues esta noche, ¿no? Pues hay un bolo, vas allí, te tomas unas cervezas y te lo pasas bien. Y no tienes pues ese aura que despide ahora, pues por ejemplo, para generaciones que no tuvimos la oportunidad de hostia, no, pues hostia, no, que viste a Mavix en el... Entonces pues bueno, yo les comentaba una historieta pues que sucedió a unos amigos míos, nuestros, hace unos años, que estaban en un concierto con una de las personas de Ultimo Resort, y él es algo que yo repito muchas veces, ¿no? Que él le decía al final del concierto a las personas que estaban ahí, a mis amigos, decía, no sé qué coño hacéis buscando en los 80, o sea, tenéis los sitios autogestionados, tenéis las bandas, Ultimo Resort tuvieron que esperar 20 años a que la gente se supiese sus canciones. Yo recuerdo un amigo mío con el que trabajaba, mucho mayor que yo, cuando yo acababa de llegar a Barcelona hace 10 años, pues estábamos trabajando ahí en Traya, y una tarde así, que estás un poco aburrido currando, pues mi amigo empezó a hablar, ¿no? Y de repente pues me soltó, ah, no, yo vi ahí en el 83, me parece que fue, yo vi ahí en el 83, ahí a Ultimo Resort en el Karma. Yo, pues que era un guaje de Asturias que acababa de llegar, pues me eché manos a la cabeza, de me cago en Dios, ¿qué dices, tío? Que viste ahí a Ultimo Resort? Y él me dijo, sí, éramos 20 personas en un cumpleaños y 19 estábamos pasando de ellas. Esto resume un poco. Entonces, todos llegamos a la conclusión de que bueno, de que los tiempos cambian, los tiempos van avanzando, las situaciones son diferentes, pero este parece, sigue siendo y es un momento maravilloso para el DIY, para el punk y para seguir siendo punk. And you are like you see that I have that this, you were showing the Dirge record, like, do you play in this band?
Yeah, I played in that band, yeah.
Yeah, this is like a... Yeah, that's why I read like somewhere like that some of you like were playing in this band, that's why I took the... Do you want to, if we play like one song from...
Yeah, please do.
Yeah, so can you tell us which one?
Yeah, put the first track on Right to Refuse.
Yeah. Well, aquí nuestro compañero antipático que siempre no deja de sorprendernos, siempre nos trae ahí vinilitos elegantes y hoy se ha traído uno de una banda que se llama Dirge y parece ser que uno de los compas había tocado ahí, ¿no?
Sí, sí, había tocado. Esto es una banda de... Can you explain us a little bit more about the people in situation about this?
He wants you to speak about Dirge.
Yeah, well, like I say, it's just the band I was in, you know, when I was younger. Obviously, you know, we're all into at the time. It was all recorded, you know, back in the 80s, but only through cassettes and one track what was released on a compilation album, and it just come about with someone in Japan were really into it and wanted to release it as an album, and obviously with Mark's help got it all put together and released it as a package. It must have been about 6, 7, 8 years ago now.
I was at a gig in Japan, and somebody had like a Dirge badge on, and I was like, "Where the fuck did you get that from?" He said, "Oh, we make them. We love Dirge." And then I said, "Oh, they're my friends." And then about half hour later, the Crust War lads were like, "Oh, let's release Dirge. Please speak to them."
Bueno, pues nos explican, es una banda en la que tocó en los 80.
Un poco más, la foto está un poco más joven, ¿no?
Sí, un poquito solo. Only a little bit younger, like.
Yeah,
younger.
pues es un, bueno, grabaron ahí pues una demo, no llegaron a sacar ningún disco, salvo, bueno, aparecieron en un LP recopilatorio, entonces pues uno de los compas estaba en Japón tocando y se encontró una persona, un punk con una chapa de la banda. Le preguntó a usted, ¿de dónde sacaste esa chapa? Entonces dijeron que eran como unos, que eran fans del grupo, parece ser que era gente de Crash War, pues les comentó a usted, pues son mis amigos, y bueno, pues hace pues como 6 o 7 años, pues salió pues lo que es la discografía de Dirge en Crash War, like el disco es Scarred Forever.
¿Y qué tema ha dicho?
The Right to Refuse, la primera canción de la cara. Every day, find it out, can't understand it.
están Dirge, ¿no?
Sí.
Buena banda, buena banda.
Good noise.
Yeah. I mean, when I was young and I was going to gigs in Leicester, I mean, Dirge were my favourite local band. I loved them. I loved them. And after Dirge split up, right, I was so excited when those guys got a new band together and they asked me to play and I was like, oh.
Él nos cuenta de que cuando él iba de joven a los conciertos en Leicester, donde ellos eran, pues Dirge eran una de sus bandas favoritas, así que cuando se disolvieron y le preguntaron que si quería tocar en un grupo nuevo que habían formado, ahí se puso súper contentos. Y And you are from Leicester, so can you tell us about a little bit about like current like Leicester punk scene, like bands, interesting projects or things that they are there?
Well, in Leicester?
Sí, yeah.
Yeah, there's a few bands about. There's Diet Pills, who, you know, are quite an active band at the minute, touring, doing quite a lot of gigs in Europe.
Toe Cutter.
Yeah, they're doing a lot of another band as well. With a couple of the same people who are in Diet Pills called Toe Cutter, who have gigged with us as well in Europe and in the UK.
The people in Leicester don't like the Wankers.
Don't like the Wankers?
We play Leicester and we get like 10 people and like 2 dogs come to see us or something. And those don't want to pay either.
Oh, that's
there's profeta en su tierra.
Yeah, yeah. I don't know. There is like a Spanish saying like the direct translation. I don't know in that nobody's prophet in his land. So that's more or less what we when somebody. And what I in the beginning of the end of the 80s, beginning of the 90s, when I started to discover about DIY punk in the UK, like I remember that one of the there are like a lot of things like coming out from Bradford scene, the one in 12 Sting, all these Sned bands and...
Sned bands?
Yeah.
The secret is that Sned also drums in Formby Channel.
Oh, that's the secret.
Well, yeah. Not anymore.
Not anymore. Oh, so say hello to Sned from our side. Like he used to come here like and to spend time in the radio and
10 years ago.
Or something. Last time he came here, that it was like he played with Box In, like for the May Day. Like they came here like. So, yeah, you know, then you form by channel, yeah, you have to also to come to Barcelona. Pues...
Nos queda poquito tiempo. Pero yo me he quedado con las ganas de escuchar un Wankies Whistle a capela aquí, ¿no? ¿O qué? Un trío de decir...
Yeah.
Wow. If he's having sex, that's the noise he makes. Oh, wow. He's having sex.
Perfect.
So, thank you for coming.
Thank you for having us.
And see you this afternoon.
Yeah, wank you. Wank you. Yeah,
wank you.
Wonky. The Wankers.
The Wankers is better being called the Wankers.
y bueno,
most people get us mixed up, call us Wankers.
Esto es todo, ¿no?
Esto es todo, amigos. Espero que hayáis pasado un buen rato. Nosotros aquí, pues, la verdad es que sí, que estamos muy contentas de que nos hayan visitado y al concierto de cabeza, ¿no?
Sí, salud y bronca.
Salud y bronca, ¿y con qué nos despedimos?
Pues...
¿Escuchamos un tema?
Sí.
Pues mira, este lo he sacado de su split con Exit Hippies. ¿Vale? Venga.